This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, a whole lot of anti-gun propaganda going on. Sam, can you pull up that first video? I'm sorry, it's the second video, Inside Gangbusters. It's the propaganda that the state-controlled media is throwing on the American people all together now. Again, remember, friends, that the media is controlled by none other than six corporations worldwide. As a matter of fact, there's 1,500 newspapers, 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations, 2,400 publishers owned and operated by only six corporations worldwide. Now, I want you to understand what's going on here. We've seen some of these lawless Democrats, as you'd call them, if you're playing that little game between the left and the right again. Keep in mind, we have one constitution, but in saying that, friends, I want you to understand that they just did a sit-in. And I want you to listen as to, I want you to listen as to how they embellished what was going on here, friends. I want you to hear how they blew it up to be a lot bigger than what it really was, because they don't and they cannot generate the support to actually stifle the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. So therefore, in saying that, friends, I mean, for example, here we have Representative Rangel, Charles Rangel, law-abiding citizens just shouldn't have to carry a gun. What? Listen to what he said. Law-abiding citizens shouldn't have to carry a gun. The reporter said back to him, but you're protected by guns all over the place here at the Capitol. Representative Charles Rangel, he said, well, that's a little different. I think we deserve, I think we need to be protected down here. Folks, what have I been telling you about this demigod attitude? They can have guns to protect themselves and friends when in fact they serve we the people, but you, the people that they serve, don't have a right to bear arms to protect you from them in case something gets out of line? Well, friends, that's exactly what's happening. And what you need to understand, friends, is this is a direct threat against who we are as a people in this country. And I want to remind you furthermore, friends, that you don't need 30 rounds to hunt, but the Second Amendment was not written in case deer turn against us. What was it written for? What was it given for? To protect ourselves from governments when they turn tyrannical, in which you are experiencing today in the present in the United States of America. Now, in saying that, friends, I also want to, I'll play that piece in just a moment here, friends. I want you to understand that when we're talking about the media, because I'm going to do an expose on the media and their propaganda, and then what we're going to do is we're going to go over to a young lady who lost her father and mother, and I'll let her tell you the story, but I want you to hear her confront Congress, the Congress of the United States of America, okay? I want you to hear for yourself as to what she has to say about that. And then we're going to get back onto the gun control agenda, because that's all it's about, friends, is gun control. But before I get there, I want you to understand, just a little refresher course here, that Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, two media scholars, what they did is they interviewed 240 news anchors, editors, and news writers, and this is what they found. That 47% of those that anchor the news believe there's nothing wrong with adultery. 76% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with homosexuality. 90% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with aborting a baby. And 86% of those that anchor the news, folks, they don't go to church. Okay. Also want you to understand that Richard Salent, 1914 to 1933, said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Guess what they're doing, friends? They're giving you as to what they, not what you want, but what they decide they want to give you. That's how you get your news in this country. By the way, Richard Salent, 1914 to 1933, how much worse today, friends? That's the former president of the CBS News who said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Walter Cronkite said, former CBS News anchor, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. And just to show you the power of media, keep in mind, Johnson said that he lost Vietnam. He lost his grip on the control of having that war when he lost Walter Cronkite. Going on, Herman Dismore, foreign editor of the New York Times from 1950 to 1960, said, listen carefully, the New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. So why are we talking about gun control today, friends? Because that's the information they want you to have. They want you to stay onto the topics in which they so choose. But you can't believe a thing they say. But again, keep in mind what Richard Salent said. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Now, here's my favorite one. This is from Richard Cohan. This guy's still shooting up his big pie hole. Senior producer of CBS Political News said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Now, again, let me tell you this. Richard Cohan said, producer of CBS Political News, in a couple minutes I'm going to pull up a piece by the CBS CEO, that's all I'm going to tell you. I can't tell you too much because if I even put a little salt on your tongue, I'm going to give it away. I'm not going to do that. We're going to be playing that in just a couple moments as well. But going back to the CBS Political News, Richard Cohan, he said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we so choose to deal with. Now, I also want you to understand that, folks, countering that and exposing these people for who they are. Remember, it was Amber Lyon who said, who worked for CBS, and she was an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN. She said that she was ordered to report fake stories, to delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration. She was told to construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. She said that CNN is paid by, here it is again, foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on the others. She said, Amber Lyon did, the Obama administration pays for CNN's content. And then we were told behind her, Dr. Udo Ulfkott, who had enough courage and internal fortitude to wake up the world by saying that the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Friends, let me say that again. Dr. Udo Ulfkott said, the entire mainstream media is totally fake, taught to lie, to betray the people, and not to tell the truth to the public. He said, the CIA gets control of all the majority of journalists, and then here we have behind him William Casey, CIA director. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Be right back.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean, or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, double E. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, staying on topic, line upon line, precept upon precept. It was just posted that Valerie Jarrett and Joe Biden agree. Assault weapons in high-capacity magazines should be banned from civilian ownership. What did I say, America? And we all knew we were coming up to this. And my resolve is resistance. America, it's time to warn the rulers with lawful resistance. No more. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, when it comes to guns, says Diane Feinstein, believes Americans are guilty until proven innocent. Really? That's interesting, because going back to the very individual named Charlie Rangel, he's a representative, he said law-abiding citizens just shouldn't have to carry a gun. The reporter said, but you're protected by guns all over the place here at the Capitol. Representative, listen to me carefully, friends, representative, not demigod or ruler, Representative Charles Rangel. Well, that's a little different. I think we need to be protected down here. Well, you know what? Let's pull the curtain back just for a moment. Now, keep in mind what Diane Feinstein said. We're guilty until proven innocent. Let's go over to Charles Rangel and see if that applies to all. Charles Rangel, in 2008, faced a series of allegations of, now notice the word, a series of, listen carefully, allegations. Okay, just allegations. But you're guilty until proven innocent, friends. Okay? Rangel faced a series of allegations of ethics violations and failures to comply with, here we have it again, with tax laws. The House Ethics Committee focused on whether Rangel improperly rented multiple rent-stabilized New York apartments more than one, improperly used his office in raising money for the Rangel Center at the City College of New York, and failed. I'm not done yet, friends, and failed to disclose rental income from his villa found in the Dominican Republic in March 2010. His villa in the Dominican Republic, okay? In March 2010, Rangel stepped aside as Ways and Means Chair. In November of 2010, the Ethics Committee found Rangel guilty of 11 counts of violating ethics rules. And on December 2nd, 2010, the full House approved a sanction of censure against Charles Rangel, okay? Rangel has since faced two strong primary challenges in a now primarily Hispanic district, but has prevailed. Isn't that interesting? See how the law applies to all of us? And it should, friends. Happily, it should. That's how we remain a free people, when we abide by the laws of the land. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Free to what? Follow in holiness, out of gratitude of His sacrifice. Right? But friends, listen to the hypocrisy here. These are criminals. And again, what did Charles Rangel say? Law-abiding citizens just shouldn't have to carry a gun. Again, the reporter said, but you're protected by guns all over the place here at the Capitol. Representative Charles Rangel said, well, that's a little different. I think we deserve ... I think we need to be protected. So, friends, without further ado, I want you to listen carefully to the media meltdown just today, released today on a live feed, mainstream talking pompous head meltdown 2016. Listen carefully to the propagandists.
For the 49 who were murdered, Democrats today seized the floor of the House of Representatives.
Let's start with just how unprecedented this is.
This is truly unprecedented.
Democrats' historic sit-in on the House floor.
A historic takeover of really a historic protest.
Historic. A historic sit-in protest.
It turned into an historic morning. House Democrats on hour 22 of their historic sit-in.
Historic moment.
Make no mistake, this was dramatic.
What really stopped me, Congressman Israel, was watching John Lewis, Congressman Lewis, delivering an impassioned speech this morning.
Literally using tactics that you developed during the Civil Rights Movement.
How extraordinary is it that this is what it has taken?
Now you see him literally sitting with your colleagues on the floor.
Like nothing we have ever seen before.
Something like this never happens.
I can't remember anything like this.
Which to me should be the recipe of getting a vote.
To give you guys the next Lewis and Clark moniker because of your work in finding this particular path tonight.
It's almost like we took a step back in time.
Truly one of the most dramatic demonstrations on the House floor in modern American history.
It was really something to watch overnight.
They have an extraordinary sit-in by House Democrats.
They're extraordinary pictures.
All right, Congresswoman, we've never seen anything like it.
It's something we've just never seen before.
Two requests for you, Senator. Number one is stay in touch with us as this continues over the course of the evening. And number two is please hydrate.
Were you surprised at how large this got? I mean, Kim Kardashian was tweeting about it.
I mean, folks, this is just so historic. I mean, this is gigantuan. I mean, hey, friends, let me say it this way. It's ginormous. This means they're following in close pursuit behind this criminal administration towards you and we the people to disarm you all together at once. Now, keep in mind, the state-controlled narrative is set, okay? Also, keep in mind, the state-controlled media has less than a 21% approval rating. And to take it a step further, just to show you once again the hypocrisy here, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com just posted, Democrats whine about no gun control. As representative says, citizens just shouldn't need a gun. Really? Are you kidding me? Hey, folks, we had a representative actually confront a handful of these clowns that were sitting on the floor. That was their version of the sit-in. They were following behind John Lewis. And by the way, John Lewis, you should be ashamed of yourself. because you know as well as I do MLK would have stood up against what's going on in this country, but you're going right along to get along because of the color of your skin. And keep in mind, MLK said that we're not to judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. And the content of the character of the one that you follow is bringing you right to hell. And shame upon you, John Lewis. I used to have a total ton of respect for this individual. No more. No more, friends. But we had a representative that was actually doing his job blaming Islam for the crime. Well, who's opening the doors to the illegals coming into this country in the first place? The President of the United States. And I also want to tell you, too, just another little bunny trail to that branch off the same trunk of the topics in which we're talking about. Did you know that recently on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, Obama urges the United States of America to stop resisting a new world order, globalization? But, friends, I've been telling you what's been going on here because the Word of God tells us. I just read the book of Revelations over the last 2 days. It's all there. But guess what, friends? We win the day. Okay? Islam is the problem, and I want you to go back to the floor with me while one of these representatives, Louis Gourmet, actually confronted these Democrats saying this is Islam. This was an act of terror. And then I heard in the background, friends, for the sake of time, I don't have to play all these, I have the time to play all of these audios for you, but it was interesting that one individual on the left, as you call them, the left, the lawless left, again, friends, criminals, one of the guys in the background was saying, take the guns out of the hands of terrorists. No more guns in the hands of terrorists. Take the guns out of the hands of terrorists. Guess what they're doing, friends? They're using your sworn enemies as a reason to disarm you. The question I have is, why are they here in the first place? It's because the President of the United States of America has warred against you over the last 7 3/4 years to make way for your enemy, friends. And by the way, this is the finger of God, like it or not. Just ask the children of Israel concerning Nebuchadnezzar, who was a servant, a wicked servant, to bring about chastisements and judgments upon his people that would not take heed. It's called perfect judgment. Either you're going to be chastised, friends, or you're going to be judged. You choose because you're in it now. Now, I want to also go back and dissect this just a little more concerning the media. I'm going to let the CEO of CBS News tell you the truth about the media where there's not an inch. Folks, there is no truth. There's not a grain of truth in one of these individuals, these useful idiots. And I'll tell you what, if they do again blurt out the confusion in their truth, they didn't mean to do it, or it means that they're really there doing their job. And we can just sit back and number the days as to how long they're going to last if they continuously fight the system. But with the majority of us together, folks, we can shut this corrupt system down. And that's what I say, Isaiah 26:9, Psalm 97. Folks, I can go to Psalm 89. I can go to Psalm 9:16. I can go to the Bible as a whole, friends, from Genesis all the way to Revelations, to tell you that God is known by the judgments that he executes. When I come back, I'm going to let you listen to the President of CBS tell the truth and shame the devil. And I want you to listen carefully. We'll get right back to that on the other side of this break. 1-866-582-9933. How are you so pumped up all the time? It's the Word of God, friends. It's the Holy Ghost. Why aren't you so pumped up all the time?
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the leftists, socialists, communists, totalitarianists are at it today, friends. They are assaulting you full bore along with this criminal administration. Instead of upholding, they are attempting to tear it down, America. You do need to keep in mind that you are the strength of the Constitution of the United States of America. We are not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. And friends, this is what they are doing today. Now, before I play this piece by the CBS CEO, I got a question for you. When a crime is committed, do you take the weapon, regardless if it's a knife, a gun, a screwdriver, a spoon, whatever the case is, do you throw that in jail or the person that was responsible for pulling the trigger or committing the crime with the weapon? Exactly. The person that committed the crime, okay? Do you remember when Rosie O'Donnell, friends, said after the Columbine shooting, she said that everybody that owns a gun belongs in prison? Well, what's interesting about that, friends, is her bodyguard was actually busted at that particular time getting a permit to protect little Rosie O'Donnell from anybody that might bring harm to her body. Here's the attitude again, the demagogue attitude, we're better than you, you serve us, you peasants, we don't serve you. Well, guess what? The TV personalities feel the same way. Well, one guy seen right through it concerning Columbine, and he said blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. So therefore, should we have a spoon Should we have a spoon ban today, friends? Well, of course not. Common sense comes into play. It's also interesting to note that the United States and the United Nations, which is the fruit of the United States out of World War II, it was conceived out of World War II, it's interesting how they say, let's get rid of the guns, we need peace, and they have a pistol with the nozzle tied in a knot in front of their buildings. But it's interesting to note that when you walk into those buildings, friends, they have guns that are protecting those people that are trying to disarm you. And it's also interesting to note the way that they keep peace with, you know, M16s, AR-15s, AK-47s, RPGs, tanks, whatever the case is, friends. Another perfect exhibition of their hypocrisies. Benjamin Franklin rightly said, no free people will ever be disbarred the use of the firearm. Of course not. Why? Because your Second Amendment right declares that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Furthermore, where guns are made mandatory, it's also interesting to note, common sense comes into play, crime plummets. In 1982, the town of Kennesaw, Georgia passed a law requiring all able adults except convicts or COs to have a gun. They've had only one murder from an outside state criminal with a gun and have had no increase in crime or violence in 12 years. As a matter of fact, we have a documentary called My War where we actually took it to the prison right outside of Kennesaw, Georgia, and they were asked as to why they wouldn't attack anybody or rob stores in Kennesaw, Georgia, because they all together in unison acknowledged that they were an armed people. Also want to highlight that Annie Hendrick and Sally Skidmore are two women in their 80s who were beaten in their homes. You should see the pictures of these two ladies. And folks, this is two more reasons, if they are needed, as to why vulnerable householders must have the right to defend themselves against violent intruders. Of course, that's over across the pond in England that is being Muslimified, right? Also wanted to let you know, friends, just to show you where this is going, it's coming into European government. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about a bunch of lawless, arbitrary criminals. Legislating from the bench at will is a very scary place to be. But one lady over there across the pond was actually being robbed so many times that she at one point put chicken wire around her house. And what's interesting is the government actually intervened not to protect the woman that was being robbed, but to protect the intruder. When she went to court, she was told to remove the chicken wire lest you hurt one of these intruders. I kid you negative. Again, friends, gun control is not about guns, but it's about control, okay? And I want you to remember this. If a violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. That's you. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is fear his victim. Okay? I'm talking about the corrupt media and what they're doing together, in unison, all together now, saying this was a historic event. Really, friends? I barely heard about it. But what I do know is when I look on the floor, I know exactly who needs to be removed from a representative position. We need to overthrow them, friends. And that, again, is the line in the sand that needs to be drawn by we the people. I want you to listen to the CBS CEO tell on the media as to who they are and what it really truly is. Hey, let me say this. Tell the truth and shame the devil, my friend. Go for it.
Our house is on fire. These have been a bad few months for journalism. We're getting the big stories wrong over and over again. Let me take the first arrow. During our coverage of Newtown, I sat on my set and I reported that Nancy Lanza was a teacher at the school and that her son had attacked her classroom. It's a hell of a story, but it was dead wrong. Now, I was the managing editor. I made the decision to go ahead with that, and I did, and that's what I said, and I was absolutely wrong. So let me just take the first arrow here. Never before in human history has more information been available to more people. But at the same time, never before in human history has more bad information been available to more people.
Thank you, sir.
In a world where everyone is a publisher, no one is an editor. And that is the danger that we face today. We have entered a time when a writer's first idea is his best idea. When the first thing a reporter hears is the first thing that she reports. We've lived in a time now when we have seen major television networks take video off of YouTube and broadcast it to millions of Americans without verifying whether the video had been fabricated or not. Twitter, Facebook, and Reddit, that's not journalism. That's gossip. Journalism was invented as an antidote to gossip. If you're first, no one will ever remember. If you're wrong, no one will ever forget. How does it serve the public to be first in this frantic effort that we so often see, that we all succumb to? How does it serve the public if we're first? You know what first is all about? It's vanity. It's self-conceit. We do it to make ourselves feel better. No one's sitting at home watching five television monitors going, "Oh, they were first." That's a game that we play in our control rooms. Nobody does that. Maybe a touch of humility would serve us better and serve the public better as well. Democracies succeed or fail based on their journalism.
Okay, pay attention to this, friends.
Strong because its journalism is strong. That's how democracies work. They're only as good as the quality of the information that the public possesses, and that is where we come in. The methods of distribution are changing all around us. Disruptive technologies, they call them. But our principles and our standards haven't changed. Our principles are not disrupted. The principles by which we gather the news and write the news haven't changed in 1,000 years. No matter if your tablet is made of stone or glass, it is the words that matter. Are they right? Are they fair? Are they honest? Are they true?
Friends, really quick, I want to highlight 3 points. First of all, I stand corrected. He is a CBS executive, okay? Again, correcting myself for the record, CBS executive, okay? My understanding was he was the CEO. He's up there. Okay, point. Another point that he made was Facebook, Twitter, and Reddit is all gossip. I want you to, I know that he's trying to correct the wrong concerning journalist. Good for him. I high five it. And what he's saying for the most part is awesome, right? That's taking responsibility. Good start, because they know that their approval ratings are so low, they can't go any lower than a snake's belly, and that's the problem they're having. As a matter of fact, CNN's president a year and a half ago, he quit because of the ratings were so bad. They have a 2 million viewership a day, friends. 2 million out of 318 million people. You are led to believe, because you go through the airport or the bus depot, because you see CNN on the television, you think that everybody's listening to what they have to say, when in fact they do not. That's all bought and paid for. I've said this before. But I want you to understand, friends, going back to what the CBS executive said when he was spilling the beans on the networks, he said that Facebook, Twitter, and Reddit were gossip. Now, there is a lot of that. There's no question about it. And I watch that, and I vet that, and I delete that at every given step. But I want you to understand that they're also, as they would say, friends, and I exposed this yesterday, but Big Brother's worried about what you're getting on Facebook, Twitter, and Reddit and the such. Because it's those people that are on the line telling you the truth concerning Facebook, Twitter, and Reddit, the things that the state-controlled narrative does not want you to catch on to. So he's wrong in that. Then he began to talk about our democracy and how our democracy works. Therein is the problem. And notice he said right behind that, our principles haven't changed. We've never been a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. And he doesn't know that. And he's wondering why everybody else is confused along with himself. He doesn't even know his own foundations, friends.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, now friends, what I'm doing today, and I always do this, is I always want to reaffirm the very things that I'm sharing with you are factual, every step of the way, okay? Because I'm telling you what, I'm the guy that if I say anything amiss, just like this individual said, this executive for CBS, people never forget. But I want to tell you what they nail me for is not what I'm doing or what I'm saying, nor have they ever caught me doing, or have they ever found me guilty of doing or spreading misinformation in any sense of the word. That's why I always play it safe, and I always bring it back so you can hear it straight from their mouths, okay? And that's what I'm going to do. In a moment here, I'm going to have Dr. Susan Hupp. She's the survivor of the 1991 Killeen, Texas Luby's shooting massacre, confronting Congress. And I want to tell you something, friends. If you have never heard this before, you need to hear this. You need to hear what she has to say. And you heard it. Folks, she's second to none in her confrontation with the Congress. And she calls them out every step of the way. Again, that word internal fortitude comes in. This woman has it every step of the way. I wanted to go back to the executive from CBS. He had talked about, you know, principles. And he was talking about her democracy. There is America's problem right there. She does not know where she came from. Therefore, she doesn't know where she's going. He was always talking about our democracy, our democracy, our democracy. Again, friends, we're not a democracy. We're ruled by the empires of law, said John Adams, not by the opinions of men. Okay? And so in saying that, I want you to understand, I think he's a little old school, so I'm not going to tear him down or nail him for that one. I just think he's an older man, and again, I think a little old school's coming out of him, and there's nothing wrong with that outside of the fact that he doesn't even know that we're a constitutional republic. So that was my assessment, and that was my take as to what he said. For the most part, what he said was right on the money, and you know what? He needs to take responsibility as an executive and go to the top and deal with the CEOs concerning those that are promulgating the propaganda on a daily basis in which they distribute so freely. And really what we need to do is we all need to take responsibility. If they don't want to correct themselves, then we'll correct them, okay? We'll ostracize them through proper judgments and channels that if you don't want to be a part of what's going on here, we're going to cut off all of your sponsorship. We're going to protest you. Protestants, did you hear me? Protestants, Protestants. Yes, that's where the word came from. Let's go over to Dr. Susan Hupp. She's the survivor of the 1991 Killeen, Texas Luby shooting massacre. Again, friends, I'm not even going to try to add or take away anything that she said because she did it beautifully. Go for it, Sam.
Secondly, I'd like to say that in your opening statements, you commented specifically on my testimony saying that basically it had nothing to do with this issue. And I had to chuckle because then I noticed you had Mr. Brady up here who was hit not with an assault weapon but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that, I didn't grow up in a house with guns. I don't hunt. I personally abhor hunting. But I was given a gun by a friend when I was 21 to carry in my purse for self-defense, and I was taught how to use it. A couple of years ago, my parents and I went to a cafeteria in Texas on a bright sunny day. We weren't in a dark alley where we weren't supposed to be. And as you all know the story, this madman drove his truck through the window. And he began shooting. Well, immediately, my father and I got down on the floor and put the table up in front of us. And this guy kept shooting. And you're thinking, well, you know, what could it be? Is it a robbery? That's the first thing that generally comes to mind. And he keeps shooting. It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit. He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could. Now, I'd like to make something clear. I hear all this talk about how many bullets can go in a clip. I've been there. I can tell you it doesn't matter. It takes 1 second to switch out a clip. You can have one bullet or 100 bullets. It doesn't matter, guys. I've been there. He goes, dump, dump. Just like that. That's not enough time to rush a man. I promise you. When I finally realized what was occurring, I thought, I got him. And I reached for my purse. He was maybe 12 feet away. You know, is it possible my gun could have jammed? Sure. Is it possible I could have missed? Sure. But I can tell you I've hit much smaller targets at much greater distances. But then I realized that a couple of months earlier I had made the stupidest decision of my life. I took my gun out of my purse and left it in my car. Because, as you well know, in the state of Texas, it's sometimes a felony offense to carry a gun in your purse. I can tell you that I'm not mad at the guy that did this. As he continued, it was obvious that he was a madman. My father, at that point, said, I've got to do something. I've got to do something. He's going to kill everybody in here. And he rushed the man. No way. This guy turned, shot him in the chest. He went down, was obviously mortally wounded. For whatever reason, that made the man change directions and go off to my left. Shortly thereafter, someone at the back of the restaurant broke out a window. When I saw what looked like an opportunity to escape, I turned around and I grabbed my mother by the shirt and I said, come on, we've got to run, we've got to get out of here. And then my feet grew wings and I was out the back window. As soon as I got out, I realized that my mother had not followed me out. And as I learned from the police officers, she had crawled over to where my father was and cradled him until the guy got back around to her, put the gun to her head. She looked up at him, put her head down, and he pulled the trigger. My parents had just had their 47th wedding anniversary. She wasn't going anywhere. As I mentioned, I'm not really mad at the guy that did this. And I'm certainly not mad at the guns that did this. They didn't walk in there by themselves and pull their own triggers. The guy that did it was a lunatic. That's like being mad at a rabid dog. I'm mad at my legislators for legislating me out of the right to protect myself and my family. I would much rather be sitting in jail with a felony offense on my head than have my parents alive. As far as these so-called assault weapons, you say that they don't have any defense use. You tell that to the guy that I saw on a videotape of the LA riots, standing up on his rooftop, protecting his property and his life from an entire mob with one of these so-called assault weapons. Tell me that he didn't have a legitimate self-defense use. Just one final statement. I've been sitting here getting more and more fed up with all of this talk about these pieces of machinery having no legitimate sporting purpose, no legitimate hunting purpose. People, that is not the point of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting. And I know I'm not going to make very many friends saying this, but it's about our rights, all of our rights, to be able to protect ourselves from all of you guys up there.
That's right. Good. Did you hear what she said? It's my right to protect myself from all of you guys up there trying to disarm me. Friends, let's cut away the chaff. Come on, enough is enough of playing the game. Isn't it interesting, friends, how governments always use isolated incidents as a reason for encroaching upon your rights or to disarm you in this particular case? When in fact, when you pull the curtain behind these individuals up on the on their little benches, friends, trying to figure out as to what we demigods are going to do with you peasants, right? Isn't it interesting that when you pull the curtain back, friends, you'll find that the state governments turn back are responsible for more deaths than any other in the history of mankind. Yet they always have some sort of distraction and some reason as to why they want to disarm you, America, when in fact this young lady, Dr. Susan Hupp, which we had on the radio in the past, the survivor of the 1991 Killeen, Texas Luby shooting massacre, where both of her parents were shot dead, who was disarmed by her legislators, she was exactly right when she said the Second Amendment was not written for duck hunting. It was in case guys like you turned on us. And America, when are you going to start? When are you going to start getting over this little timid PC talk? When are you going to start standing up and saying no? Because I want to tell you something, friends. You have rights, not privileges, and they, the representatives, don't have the right to disarm anyone and arm themselves against we the people, lest we fall back into history and not learn our lesson and find out what I just got done telling you is exactly smack on the money.
Well, we're preaching the truth here from the housetops, and we appreciate all of you sons and daughters of liberty out there who support this work on a monthly basis, making sure that we're not only on the air 6 days a week, but that we're doing events across America, and you can be a part of it too. You're just as much a part of it as we are when you support this work to get us out there seeking and saving that which is lost and preaching the truth, the black and white truth. And if you'd like to be a part of that, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. It's easy to do. You can choose your own level of membership, and you can support this work that is literally changing America.
Luke 11:21, friends, when you get a moment, do check it out. Luke 11:21. Friends, just a reminder, there is no debate. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.